Hey, bestie, and welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I'm your host, Maddie Fry, and around here, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear to get out there and live as your best self. Each and every Wednesday, you can expect to learn tangible tips to help you find your bigger purpose, be given simple action steps that you can take in order to make progress toward your biggest dreams, and hear how you can purposely pursue joy on the daily. So sit down, grab your favorite drink, and let's have a girl chat. This is the Living in Sunshine podcast. Good morning, good morning, and happy Valentine's Day, my love. Welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I am so grateful and love you so much for tuning into the show today. Whether you are celebrating Valentine's Day with your love or yourself or your dog or your mom or your bestie girl, whoever it is, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you want to send me a Valentine today, you can do so in the form of heading to the link in the show notes or heading to livingthesunshine.com/survey. And take the Living in Sunshine personality survey. I created this personality survey just for you to help you discover your secret superpower and which of the four personalities you are. You guys have loved taking this survey over the last year, and I have loved sending you tailored results and challenges and resources and supports based on what personality you are. And so if you haven't yet already taken the survey, go do so right now and then hit me up over on Instagram and let me know if you thought your results were accurate or if you were expecting to be something else. But regardless, hit me up over on Instagram and let me know what your results are and what you think about them. Now, because today is Valentine's Day, I thought it would be really fun to give you five ways that you can show yourself more love more often. And I'm not gonna lie, some of these things are things that like are a no-brainer in my opinion, are things that shouldn't be a surprise to hear from me, and are things that are actually going to help you fall in love with yourself a little bit more, because that is what life is all about. Life is about loving who you are and where you're going and who you're becoming. And these five things are gonna help you do just that. So without further ado, let's go ahead and talk about five ways you can show yourself more love more often. Thing number one is to get more sleep. And not just more sleep, but better sleep. And sleep is not anything new to this podcast. I talk about quality sleep and getting more sleep all the time because I truly believe that the quality and the amount of sleep that we get really does impact how we go throughout our day-to-day life. And there have been tons of studies that show that the quality or the amount of sleep that we get really does impact our overall cognitive ability, our productivity levels, our energy levels, our moods, our emotions, and for women, our hormones. And while I'm not here to like spiel about all the science behind sleep, I just want to encourage you to get more sleep and to get better sleep. And if you're not sure how to do that, here are my two tips to help you do that today. Tip number one is to go to bed earlier. I understand that you are staying up late, like an extra hour later because your kids finally went to sleep and you just need an hour to yourself. But I promise you, you will feel so much better tomorrow if you go to bed an hour earlier today. The other thing that I want to encourage you to do is to throw your cell phone out of your bedroom. Like literally go put it in a different room. This is something I have harped about 100 or more times on this show. I'm not even kidding. But I encourage you to invest in a real, legit old school alarm clock. You can buy them on Amazon. You can get them at Target for like 10 bucks. They're not expensive at all. And it will change the way that you sleep because what you will stop doing is laying on your phone until like 10:30, 11 midnight or later. And you're going to get better, deeper sleep because of it. Because the blue light, we all know, like messes with our circadian rhythm and like our eyes or whatever. And so when you remove your bedroom from your phone, you eliminate the distraction of your phone, the busyness that comes from having your phone near by, maybe checking social media or scrolling TikTok. It's just not good for you. So the first thing that you can do that's really easy and like almost free to show yourself more love is to get more sleep and to work on having better sleep. The second thing that you can do this month to show yourself a little bit more love is to purchase or rent clothes that actually fit you. I talked about in my last episode how it has taken me years and years and years and years to get to the space where like I have finally accepted and love the way that I look and I love my body, all of these different things. And part of the thing that has helped me to do that is recognizing that I am not the same jean size that I was when I was 21. I'm just not. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And the fact that instead of being like a size 4 or a size 6, I'm more like a size 10 or 12 in dresses. And there's nothing wrong with that. If we want to love the way we look more, an easy, logical thing to do would to be buy clothes that fit the bodies that we have, right? Instead of buying things that are way, way, way oversized because we're trying to hide the way that we look, or things that used to fit when we were like 18, 20, 21, whatever, and they no longer fit because you're a woman and you've gotten bigger and you've filled out and your hips and your boobs have gotten bigger, or you've had a kid or whatever, you're not going to make yourself feel good if you're not wearing clothes that make you feel good, right? So take this as a permission slip to let go of your quote unquote skinny jeans, or to donate the dress that fit you when you were in college, and just let it go. You deserve to wear clothes that make you feel good and make you look good because they fit good. You know what I mean? And again, this is one of those things that like feels like a no-brainer, but so often I see and hear and witness women dressing in such a way that I know doesn't feel good to them because they're hanging on to, or they're hiding, you know, the way that they look because they're not super confident in the way that they look. And if you want to help love yourself a little bit more, if you want to boost your confidence a little bit more as we move through this new year, purchase clothes or rent them. I rent my clothes through Nuuly. I love it. That actually fit you, and go on that journey to discovering clothes that make you feel good and make you look good, which is then going to make you feel more good, you know?
Have you ever felt like the people in your life just don't understand the dream that you have on your heart, or even the desire that you have to be more joyful or intentional or even just plain happy? Like, life is good enough. Why do you need more, right? Well, my friend, if this is you, I have something special just for you. The Sunshine Squad community is your go-to place for that validation that you're searching for, to know that you aren't crazy for wanting more and that you aren't alone in that desire either. This online community has grown to be filled with amazing joy seekers, purpose pursuers, happy hustlers, and dream chasers just like you. In the Sunshine Squad community, you get continued guidance from me that you need to make your dreams a reality, a community of women who get it, and the steps that you need to make your life something that you're totally obsessed with. If you are ready to say yes to those things, you need to jump into the Sunshine Squad ASAP, and you can do so right now via the link in the show notes. If you do have questions on what the Sunshine Squad community is, or if it's right for you, feel free to send me a DM over on Instagram. I would love to chat with you more about it over there. And my friend, I can't wait to see you inside of the Sunshine Squad.
Okay, thing number 3 that you can do that will help you to show yourself more love is to journal things about yourself that you either love about yourself, or you're proud that you did, or you're grateful for, right? This is like an extension of a gratitude practice. A journaling practice is something that I really want to get into in 2024, because I have seen and I've heard really great things about it. And so I'm kind of putting this in here as like a nudge to myself to try this out in 2024. But when we write, and we more specifically reflect on the things that we love about ourselves, or we are proud that we have done, or we reflect and we celebrate the accomplishments that we've had, we start to live in that mindset of, I'm a badass. I freaking did that. Like, I'm amazing. I'm the coolest person that I know. I cannot tell you how often I say that. I am the coolest person that I know. And I don't say that to be selfish. I don't say that to be self-centered. I say that to like boost my own ego, because sometimes you just need to boost your own ego. So try journaling and writing as a form of reflection of the things that you love about yourself once a day, or maybe a couple times a week, and really start to believe what you write. Really start to live in the mindset of, I'm the coolest person that I know, and I'm going to write about that consistently, and just watch what will happen to your mindset and your heart set when you do. The 4th way that you can show yourself more love more often is by saying no to things that you don't want to do, like really don't want to do, and yes to the things that light you up, right? Say no to the things that you don't want to do, and yes to the things that you do. Because again, and I feel like this is such an intrinsically female thing to do, where we are kind of, we put ourselves in this mindset where we, you know, are expected, quote unquote expected, to say yes to everyone and say no to no one, right? But in 2024, I want this to be the year that you say no to the wrong people and yes to the right ones. I want you to say no to the dinner with your grandparents because you know your grandmother is just going to ream you and like rip you a new one for what you're wearing or what you're doing or who you're dating or whatever. And yes to going out to the bars on the weekends with your friends because you haven't seen them in 4 weeks, right? I want you to say no to the things that make you feel like less or make you feel like you're not enough, or no to the things that you know are just going to generally make you feel like crap. And say yes to the things that excite you or bring you joy or make you feel grateful or make you excited, right? This is the year where you do this, where you say no intentionally and yes energetically, okay? And this is gonna be something that takes practice. If you are a people pleaser or a constant yes girl in the wrong ways and the wrong situations and scenarios in life, this isn't going to be something that happens overnight, but this will be something that you can practice once a week, intentionally say no to something and see how you feel and positively say yes to something and watch what happens when you do. We have the power in our lives, and I always want you to remember that no one has the power over your decisions more than you do. And you always have the right to make a decision or pass on making a decision if you know that it's not in alignment with who you are or what you believe or what feels good to you, okay? So say no to the things that you don't want to do and yes to the things you want to. All right, and finally, the fifth way that you can show yourself more love more often is to stick to your boundaries, because honestly, your well-being depends on it. Boundary setting is something that I have talked about before on the show and is something that I talk about very often over on Instagram, and is honestly something that takes a lot of practice, not only to set really solid boundaries, but stick to them. And to me, a boundary is a restriction or a rule or something that we ask of other people in order to honor our own well-being and to protect our peace. And something that I want you to do more often, especially in 2024, is stick to your boundaries, stick to your guns. It's okay for you to ask someone that you know or your family or someone to like not send you certain types of content because it makes you feel bad. And it's okay for you to say, I'm not going to that party because those people don't make me feel good. Like they don't support me. They only question me. They put me down. I'm not going. And that's okay. And I believe that sticking to your boundaries is such an act of self-love because what it does is it helps to protect your mental well-being, your own peace, your own energy levels, which we all have finite levels of anyway, right? When we stick to our boundaries, we are saying, I'm putting myself first. You don't have to agree with that. You don't have to like that. You don't have to be on board with that. But I need to do this for me, for my own well-being, so I can go through life feeling joyful, feeling in alignment, feeling energetically good. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? So as a quick recap, your five ways to show yourself love more often is to work on getting more sleep, but not just more sleep, but better sleep, better quality sleep, is to purchase clothes that actually fit you and make you feel really freaking good because you're hot AF, girlfriend, and I need you to know that, to journal about things that you love about yourself or you're proud of, or to reflect on the achievements that you have when you have them, to say no to things that you don't want to do and say yes to the things that you do want to do, and then finally, stick to your boundaries. Your well-being literally depends on you following through on your boundaries. And the more often you do these things, the more often you're showing yourself love. And in 2024, you deserve to love yourself. You deserve to believe in yourself and to show yourself tender love and kindness and love all the freaking time. That is everything that I have for you today, my friend. If you loved today's episode, be sure to give it a rating or a review over on Apple Podcast. Every single time you leave the show a rating or review, it really does help us to grow and reach more people. And it makes my entire freaking week. So when you do that, I love you. And I want you to know that I love you. Until next week, I hope you are having a very happy Valentine's Day. I'm sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day. Girlfriend, thank you so much for listening to today's new episode. If you loved it, please send it to a friend, share it on Instagram, and tag me so I can see, and consider leaving the show a rating or a review. Ratings and reviews are kind of like sharing or liking a post on Instagram, and they really help the show grow and reach new women just like you. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. And until next week, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.